And then exhale. And then breathe in and breathe up. Up to the highest part of our being. Way up. Up to our super conscious mind. That aspect of mind within us that knows the holy part of our being, the real part of our existence. That part of us that remembers God, remembers good, remembers what is. It is not concerned with what isn't. So I like to affirm that the superconscious mind in me is awake now. And those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me? The superconscious mind in me is awake now. I remember what I am. Because God is knowledge itself, I am knowing. Because God is presence itself, I am present. Because God is power itself, I am powerful. I am what God is. I am the good that God is. God has no opposites. And so in our true essence, my true essence, there is no opposite to what God is. In my essence, there is no opposite to what God is. In my neighbor's essence, there is no opposite to what God is. In all beings' essence, there is no opposite to what God is. And so, we're about to take a journey into the silence. And on that journey in, remind yourself, I am what God is. I am the good that God is. I am the light that God is. My essence is what God is. Let's go on in. My essence is what God is. Through that essence, I have a great desire, a great longing to know how to manifest it. As I continue to remember, my essence is what God is. It shall become easier and easier to demonstrate this light, this good. So knowing this, let's start our journey back here. Back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. As we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you. Light. me tell you something. If I ruled the world, he'd sing that at my house once a week. If I ruled the world, my goodness. You know, there was a time my first choices wouldn't have been the things he just sang about. I would have picked a few other things to happen if I ruled the world. Do you remember the show Bewitched?
Yes.
Is anybody?
Yes.
I lost my accompanist. Never mind. Too late. He was going to play. Bewitched. I loved that show. I just loved it. Because you see, I knew how to do this. I could do that. I just couldn't do it, make anything happen. You know, but oh, wouldn't it be great? Well, and something, your enemies are smoked. You have new furniture, you have a new outfit on. The bad guys get it. They're humiliated in some funny way. Without, you know, I didn't dream of peace on earth when I thought about, ooh. It did not occur to me, peace on earth. And that was not it. And they weren't making peace on earth. They were living their lives and, for the most part, taking care of the irritants in the world. And some days that's what I want to do when I'm thinking in limited terms, when I'm thinking with a limited mind, when I am taking the crazy seriously, when I'm taking what seems to be an absence of God as if it's possible. I'm going to read something to you that I think is pretty great. It comes from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. Comes from the book of Matthew, verse 27. And it says here, and you at home, TV land, you listen. Hatred and cruelty are madness, but madness is not sin. Madness is confusion believed. In the world, it may appear that there are different levels of madness. You may see worry to be much less extreme than hatred and cruelty. But I say to you, all madness is the same, regardless of the form it seems to take. Forgive your brother and your sister, and forgive yourself the same. Do not believe confusion. Let the thought of it go. It does not matter what confusion seems to do to you or do within the world. Confusion is based on illusion, and so confusion is illness. Delusion and confusion must be let go to be healed. And so, when we play into another's madness, when we are seemingly provoked or attacked, if we could stop for just a moment and remember, oh, they forgot. Oh, they forgot who they are. And when they forgot who they are, they forgot who I am. Or if we are the one forgetting, if we would stop for just a moment and say, I forgot who I am, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I really apologize. Help me to remember who we are. Help me to remember. If I ruled the world today, and I guess I do, at least I rule my world. Because you see, I can't be under attack anymore unless I say I'm under attack. That is the only way I'm actually experiencing attack, is if I say so. And I do pick and choose. Anybody? Pick and choose your attacks. You know, because one person on the street who looks at you this way means nothing. And in the grocery store, it means something else. And it's the same look. It's the same tone. It's the same, and it's like, okay, so I've chosen to be upset with this one. Well, this one should know better. Why? Not if they forgot. Not if I forgot. I have experienced great forgiveness for a lot of my forgettings growing up. I for a long time, until just recently, I thought about all they did to me. All the stuff that they did to me. But I was a little boy when I started acting out. I was a little boy when I thought, I have to steal this, I have to eat this, I have to smoke this, I have to do this. And I mean a little boy. I forgot, I was confused. And at a certain point, you have to stop blaming them. Maybe if you want to blame the people who did it to them. Oh, but then you have to blame, stupid Adam and Eve, who started this mess. And it's like, how far back do we go back in blaming and holding someone else accountable for my misery? If I ruled the world, I wouldn't be miserable. I didn't know I had a choice. But I do. And all it takes is a thought of God to remember. A thought of wisdom, a thought of power, omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence. All it takes is a thought of those things. The first lyric in that song that Pete just sang, if I ruled the world, every day would be the first day of spring. I feel such relief when I hear that lyric. Oh my goodness. Such a simple desire. And yet, such a great feeling. It's the perfect temperature. There are perfect, beautiful blossoms somewhere. People seem to be in a different mood. That's what I imagine about the first day of spring. I've lived long enough now to have snow on the first day of spring. Ice, irritability in the weather, in those about me, in myself. Irritable, restless, discontent. But if I ruled the world, and I don't know that I do, except now I know that I do. But for most of my life, I didn't know I ruled the world. I thought I was just rebellious. I knew I wanted something. How many of you here have read Myrtle Fillmore's The Longing of Our Soul? Or How to Let God Help You is the book. At chapter 16, The Longing of Our Souls. She says we have a longing to know something higher. And we keep choosing the satisfaction of the flesh instead. But we have a great longing. And she doesn't say that those of us who keep trying to satisfy the senses are sinners. What she says is we are to be understood. We are to be seen properly, or we are to see each other properly as lights, as God, so that we don't hold anyone in scorn. We don't hold anyone as the enemy. We don't hold anyone, because the problem is, if I hold even one of you as an enemy, I have an enemy. Who here likes enemies? Anybody? Oh, I'm so glad to have enemies. Now I must smoke them down. God, please. Has anyone ever, God, please smoke down my enemy? In some ways, we have. We pray for each other to change. Oh, God, please change my neighbor. Oh, God, please change my mother, my father. Please make them well. Please get them out of my hair. Please. They took my hair with them, whatever. please, God, you know, please, God, make this better. Please, God. And it's like, if God could talk, that's what God would say. God would say it too. If God could talk as if God were a person, God would say, who's stopping you? Who's stopping you from letting it be better? Who's stopping you? And we say, but I can't be happy as long as this is happening. And God says, why not? Why not? Who's deciding to be unhappy? Nowhere. I haven't read in my Bible, my Course in Miracles, my Fillmore books that says, you're not allowed to be happy until your neighbor becomes nicer. You're not allowed to be happy as long as you're in that relationship. You're not allowed to be happy until this changes, this changes, this changes. Nobody, my teachers didn't tell me that. My teachers said, go ahead and be happy if you want to be happy. You'll choose. You'll choose misery. You'll choose happy. You rule your world. It's nice to think altruistic thoughts. Oh, if I ruled the world, oh, there would be no more crime. There would be no more this. But unfortunately, some of us think some people have to die in order for this to happen. You get it. Some people think the world can't change until certain people are absent from the world, rather than thinking they could change their mind. If I were to see them in light and love, they could change their mind. If I decided that they, whoever they are, weren't their behavior, maybe they would choose joy. If I decided that I weren't my behavior, maybe I would choose joy. Maybe I would choose healthier thoughts, healthier attitudes, healthier foods, healthier relationships, more compatible conversation within relationships. Maybe I would choose that. If that's what I wanted. And so I've got to ask all of you, you rule your world. I'm willing to bet most of you would say, yes, I want to be joy-filled. Yes, I want to experience great health. Yes, I want to experience forgiveness, except for, it's that except for that'll do us in. And we just had a 4-week forgiveness interactive dialogue, many of which of you said that you were going to come. Many of you did not. We missed you. But those of you who did, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Believe me, I'm way more grateful for the ones who showed up than concerned about the ones who didn't. I'm so grateful that we had 8 to 16 people throughout the course of the 4 weeks who talked really about how I'm trying to understand this concept of forgiveness. I really want to get it so that I'm not burdened anymore with unforgiveness. I'm not burdened anymore with judgment. I'm not ruling my world with the perception of the absence of good. That I say that forgiveness is an experience rather than something I do can be very daunting. And it took 4 weeks of discussing it for some people to say, oh, that's what you mean. Now, as we've talked about, Britt and Carlos and I agreed that we would talk about forgiveness throughout the year. We would discuss forgiveness. So if I ruled the world, would I experience forgiveness for everything I have an opinion about? For everything that I have limited in my experience? Would I experience forgiveness for the weather that has betrayed me so? Would I experience forgiveness for this body that holds me in bondage and limits me and does not let me go? And the furniture moves. What I experience, forgiveness for you guys when I try to go and you be different. Would I, if I had to say so, would I experience forgiveness for my parents who were extremely flawed and their parents who were extremely flawed? Would I experience forgiveness for the floor and the sky? Would I, if I could? How many of you would if you could? Wow, some of you would not. I'm really impressed. Here's the deal, everybody can. And all we have to do is say yes and allow that it is a process of unfoldment. A process. I remember David heard someone say that when something traumatic happened in his life many years ago, very, very traumatic for him, and a friend of his said, and he ran into him in the street, said, "You don't know it, but today is the best day that this could happen. But today's not the day you'll know it. This is the best thing that could have happened for you, but you can't know it today." And to experience forgiveness for today. That today might still be hard around this and this and this. It's not impossible, it's just hard, it's difficult. But there is always a solution, and the solution is God. May you know Him now. May you know her now. May you know it now. May you know God now. May I know God now. This second, this minute. Because this is when I need it. Not later on. Not after I've acted out. I need it then too. But I need it now. Before I go act out. Because maybe I'll act out less. Maybe not at all. May I know God to the depths of my being. You see, that's a new thought. That is a new thought to enable the experience of forgiveness. And the best part is, and then there's another thought on its way following that thought. And then there's another thought on its way. And there's always another thought on its way to tell us what to think according to our desire, according to our willingness. There's always another thought on its way. And if I ruled the world, I would listen to those thoughts. And I would become conscious, oh, there's this thought, I don't know what to do with this one. But I know there's another one on its way. So I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up in this that I really want to experience. I'm not going to give up in this whatever that I really, really want to know. Thursday night, we put prayers in a basket, stating what we want to feel if we were to have this demonstration. All comes down to God. G-O-D, good orderly direction. And we had a thought, and we kept circling. We had another thought. Another thought came this way. We put another prayer card in, and we kept putting more prayer cards in and more prayer cards in, which are all going to be sent to Silent Unity to be prayed over for the next 30 days. To be affirmed lovingly, kindly, generously. And so, there's always another thought on its way. If you don't like this one, there is always another thought that will support you in your dreams, your goals, your desires, on its way. Now, if I ruled the world, I would listen. Who here rules the world? We go. So we're all listening to now, and as soon as the next one that's on its way, we listen again, and then the next one that's on its way, we listen again. I want to invite Pete back up here to reiterate what it is I'm saying. Thank you for this morning.